episode 1821, What Glasses Will You Wear?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious weekend. Can you believe it? It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection. It's a time for you to look at your relationship vertically with God. What is He speaking to you today? Question is, what glasses will you wear? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the start of a new year brings refreshment to the soul. Hope penetrates the heart while the unknown waits in the distance. No matter what's to come, what glasses will you wear? You know, this year is special. It's a unique year. It has a ring to it when you say it, and it even might remind you that maybe you need to get your vision checked. Happy New Year 2020. It's got to bring a smile to your face, right? Well, there were these three ladies in a restaurant, and they all three picked up their menus, and each one put on a pair of glasses. A little embarrassed, the first lady said, "I really only need mine for close reading." The second lady said, "I only use mine when the light is bad." The third smiled and confessed, "Well, I only wear mine except when I want to see." With any new year comes dreams and goals. Some of them you diligently plan for and strategize for. Others you wish for. But then you have your spirituality, your faith. Have you given much thought to what you want in your relationship with God? I've been having some constant reminders lately that I'm not getting any younger. Just like those ladies in the restaurant, what glasses will I wear? Will I be embarrassed like the first lady and only claim to use them for close reading, like when I need God urgently? Will I be shy like the second lady and shame myself for using them, hiding who I am and hiding my faith? Will I be smiling in false confidence when I do use those glasses, acting like I got my life all under control? What glasses will you wear? This year is a special year. And you are special too. We tend to forget that God wants to be in our lives, not only on the sidelines. He doesn't want us showing up for the game of life alone. God desires to hold your hand. He wants to reach out and lift you up when the world is beating you down. God wants you to know Him, trust Him, and call on Him before relying on anything of this world. But you can't do that if you aren't willing to do the work and have faith. Will you be willing to put on heaven's specs to see the God-sized dreams? Will you be willing to go against society's pressure and choose to lean on God in all circumstances? Or will you give in to the pressure and look for what's trending? You can't become who you are supposed to be with a chip on your shoulder, acting like you have all the answers and fumbling through life listening to WIIFM only. What's in it for me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. One of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Those ladies, I don't know that they really trusted their glasses much. Those glasses, we can consider them our relationship with God. What is your relationship with God? Are you tucking Him away? Only bringing Him out when you urgently need Him? Or when you do bring Him out, it's like a shame thing. Like, oh, well, you know, okay, don't make a big spectacle or anything, Lord, but if you could help me on this, then I'll take all the credit. Or is it one that is ego-driven and you call on him, but you make it known between just the two of you that it's all about you. He's there to serve you and not vice versa. You know, with the first full week here, are you preparing yourself for your eye evaluation? Do you think it will be 20/20 vision where you can see clearly at 20 feet? Or will it be 20/100 where you must be as close as 20 feet to see what a person with normal vision can see at 100 feet? That was really scary. I started looking into this and I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I love to have 20/20 vision. I'm actually going to have my eyes checked here pretty soon, just saying. So I don't know what my vision is. Maybe I'll report back and tell you what it is when I go get my glasses. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know that I'm at 20/20, but I really don't want to be at 20/100. But what if I was even better? What if it was greater than the vision of an eagle with a 340-degree field of vision? Would that be something? You see, it's only been documented that a human, their best vision is 20/10. That's it. Yet an eagle can see better. And did you know they can actually see ultraviolet? I didn't know that. But as I was digging into this more, I was like, what is it with vision? Because I believe God has a vision for your life. But it depends on the glasses that you're going to wear. Are you going to see the vision through society's eyes? Are you going to see it through social media's eyes? What if your vision was through God's eyes? Let God reveal your seeds of greatness to you. Wear what he has to offer. But guess what? You still have a choice. What glasses will you wear today? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.